Blog Talk Radio.
Conservatism with a bite. That's right, we're doing two shows a day. Live from Tampa, we're still in Rince Pubis' penthouse office for the last time, and we're going to cause some damage. I'm your host, Rex, and my co-host, Tex, is here with me. Tex, we got you on? Perhaps not. In any event, I've got callers, and I just want to tell everybody we are back. We are not going anywhere. And we're actually more fervent than ever because what happened today, or I should say earlier, was an absolute disaster and a blessing both at the same time. 254, you are live. Who are you and what's on your mind?
Hey, how y'all doing? This is Ken. How you doing,
Ken.
America?
Hey, Ken. What's up? You know what? I think America is doing pretty good because the rhinos have been exposed, and we're happy about that. I got another caller. Let me bring him in. 910 area code.
I just want to introduce myself real quick. This is Tex. By the way, I didn't get a chance, but you know, dude, I expected the whole song to go on the AC/DC, but you didn't play the whole song, so now I'm screwed up. Anyway, go ahead.
910, you're on live, and who are you? And what's on your mind?
My name is Mark, and I'm from down in the Southeast North Carolina, and I was listening to you all over on the other program that just ended, just before this one kicked off, and I was just sitting there listening, and I enjoyed it. I actually identify myself more as a constitutional conservative than anything else, although if you check my listening with the vote with the election board, it'll say an R by my name, but that is just a placeholder there for right now because I'm not able to go in there and change anything.
Understood.
Excellent,
understood.
Mark. Well, glad to have you here. We're pulling rabbits through the fence, so I guess you've come through the fence, so good for you. I got a lot of relatives. My family history goes back a long time to North Carolina. We were there for a good amount of time back in the 1800s.
And, Mark, you're in good company. Look, the states have a lot of problems with how they run their electoral politics. And the theme that we're going to address tonight is, you know, part of regrouping is that we don't have one government in this country. In fact, our government is separated into three co-equal branches, but we've got 50 governments in this country. And that's what we're going to be talking about because that's where we're going to have to make this happen. This top-down bullshit that we've been dealing with for so long, it's coming to an end, and it's time for us to look at our founding fathers and take an example from their lead, and that is that you do these things at the local level, and it's federalism, and it's bottom-up. Incidentally, I just want to point out a few things. Today, or I should say now that it's past midnight, yesterday was on the traditional Christian liturgical calendar, the Feast of St. Augustine, and St. Augustine lived in the late Roman Empire. He actually witnessed essentially what was the fall of Rome, and people were panicking because this was a great empire. It was essentially a global empire as far as the known world was in Western civilization, and people thought that this was it. This was literally the end of the world. Well, it turns out that that's not what happened. It turns out that Rome lived much, much longer than that. In fact, it wasn't until the Muslims sacked Rome in the 15th century that it ended. So it went on for another 1,000 years. Why? What did happen? What changed that? People believed that the principles of Rome that it had moved away from, and that of justice and of a culture that was going to promote fairness, even though by pagan standards we wouldn't consider it fair today, in the known world at the time it was. And Christendom, what we call today Western civilization, grew out of that. And nothing happened today that takes out who we are as Americans. It doesn't change who we are as constitutional conservatives, principled libertarians, Christians. It doesn't change any of that. You don't have to be a Republican to be a patriot. You don't have to be a Republican to love your country. You don't have to be a Republican to be conservative. In fact, what they've proven to us today is if you're a conservative, you can't be a Republican because they're not.
Rex, when they started the country, there weren't any freaking Republicans or Democrats. And in fact, one of the Federalist Papers is about this very issue, about the issue of factions. And they were afraid of the formation of factions, which is political parties, because they said when factions get formed, the only measure of success will be success of the faction and not success of the Constitution. You know what? We've already succumbed to that. So fuck the facts. I'm on my own show, right? So I'm going to say what I want to say. Fuck the factions. I don't give a fuck about elephants. I don't give a fuck about jackasses or any of that shit, all right? There is only the Constitution, and you either adhere to it or you don't. And if you're fucking making up the rules as you go along, you fucking GOP piece of shit, then you have betrayed our founding documents and you have betrayed our founding fathers. And our founding fathers right now, they're staring at us and they're like, are you fucking serious, the shit you're doing? Are you kidding me? We put our lives on the line for this shit? Fuck you. And you know what? It's time for the next generation to step up, right? It's time for us to do what the fuck we got to do, okay? Because I had relatives who died in those wars. All right, we fought for this. I am the inheritor of it, as you are, and that's why you're on the line. This is the time we do what we got to do, because screw the political parties. Screw the factions. There is only the Constitution. And if there is a faction that doesn't believe in the Constitution, it is an illegitimate faction, and it needs to disappear.
Yep.
Cool.
That's
you
fantastic.
Anarchist, you?
Hey, Chris.
Constitutionalist.
This whole idea of bottom-up government and for-the-people government goes back even further than our Constitution. I mean, this whole idea that the government needs to control you is wrong. And really what the Constitution was created to do was to say that basically government should receive all of its authorities from the consent of the governed. And our consent.
Can you speak up a bit, please, or speak louder?
I'm sorry. Yeah, I was going to say that the government, its consent comes from our Constitution. That is the form of the people's consent. Just like that's what created our system of what was supposed to be the 50 governments, like this gentleman was speaking of. Upward government rather than downward. But this goes back even further than our Constitution. Look back at what was once Britannia, the Magna Carta, 1215. That's where, you know, this whole idea of forcing a government through consent really originated. And I think that this whole idea that, oh, those crazy constitutionalists and their new ideas don't realize that this is not a new idea. They're tyranny and destroying our Constitution. That's the problem,
Absolutely.
Not adhering to it.
Absolutely. Look, we have a social contract. We have a social contract that we agreed to, our forefathers agreed to. We're not a country that we're born under a government. We created our government, and we said we will only create the government if it obeys these rules. And the day it doesn't obey these rules, we will fix the fucking government, because this is our creation. We are sovereign citizens, and you don't tell me shit, period, fuck you. I don't fucking care who you are, John Sununu and all you other shits and fucking Barack Obama or whoever the fuck you are. We have a social contract, and you have just fucking broken it, all right? So we're getting it back, and fuck all you.
Okay, folks, this is the double whammy you're getting tonight, because we are having this conversation about rebuilding the republic and 50 sovereign governments and sovereign citizens. But also, given what's happened today and the fact that this is Tex and Rex After Hours, the mic is open. for venting your frustrations at these insipid rhino cocksuckers that have just destroyed the party that we were a part of. Okay? So feel free to let us know.
If you don't like the language, go check out HelloKitty.com. Fuck you.
Hey, I just became just like a bunch of Democrats years ago. The party that I was a member of left me today, or yesterday.
Yep, they sure did.
I no longer have a home.
Absolutely.
Let me tell you something. Hey, to interject, they didn't just leave you. They left you a long time ago, but they've managed to hide you for a long time.
What it is.
Yeah,
that's what's been going on. Look, this thing has been going on since before I was born, right? Okay, so Barry Goldwater came along. Barry Goldwater lost, and he lost because John F. Kennedy was assassinated. That's why he lost. But the rhinos, they blamed Barry Goldwater and his radical, you know, conservative ideas about the Constitution and shit like that. You know, they blame that. And then Ronald Reagan comes along. Oh, this guy can never win. Oh, it turns out he's one of our best presidents. Oh, holy shit. Now all the rhinos are like, we love Reagan. Reagan's awesome. You guys were stabbing this dude in the back every chance you got. Now he's your best hero, you know. Then he had Newt Gingrich. They're like, oh, yeah, we love the balanced budget. Newt Gingrich, that was fucking awesome. But yet, John Boehner, you stabbed him in the back and you got rid of him, you piece of shit. And today you give me the thumbs up on the television. Fuck you. Fuck you. All right, and now the rhinos are taking over, and they're going to turn us into the Diet Democrat Party, right, to go along with the Diet Communist Party. You know what a Diet Communist is? It's a socialist. It's the same freaking thing, but with slightly less calories.
Hey, we've got Sammy Sanford on the line, and I'm going to let him have the floor because this is a man who's been speaking out for this for a very long time, and we honor him by having him here with us because he's done so much for us. And he's inspired the Tex and Rex show and Bart's Logic Political Talk, and now we're reformulating a new mission. But I just want to point out that the beautiful thing about what happened, and I know we're angry, and I know we're pissed off, I know we're upset, some of us don't know what to do. You got to bring your friends. Bring them, okay? Because what they did today was a blessing and a curse. The curse was that they basically elected Barack Obama. The blessing is that, as Ken said, these people have been doing this for a long time, and they have finally exposed themselves in a way that is going to create a tidal wave against them. And that's a blessing. But it's only going to happen if you work for it, okay? You pray, you take a knee, you approach it from your core, but you've got to work, and you've got to work hard, and don't think that anything else in your life, as far as our lives together, is more important. Because if we let them go down the road that they're going down, you will become a slave. So, Sam Sanford, I'd like to have you chime in.
Hello, this is the other Rex and Tex right here. I have spent 3 days around them, and I've learned a lot of good new techniques. And please, folks, we got to regroup, rethink our strategy, and remain positive. Just because Mitt Romney was nominated, and it still does not make him our president, and most likely it will make Barack Obama our president if we give up and shut up. And I'm sorry, I will never vote for Mitt Romney. I want to tell y'all, there's not a friggin' thing, damn thing, the bastard can kiss my ass before I vote for him. Plain and simple. I will never vote for Mitt Romney. I will never vote for Barack Obama. And when people say we're helping Barack Obama get elected, I disagree. The Romney supporters are helping Barack Obama get elected. And you can kiss my ass if you're trying to tell us that we're helping get Barack Obama reelected. You go crawl back in your hole, and I hope you have a crap all over yourself while you're sitting in your hole, because I am friggin' mad.
That's right, Sammy. We're all mad.
Absolutely.
And I just want to put in, you know, Tex and Rex don't have too many rules. I mean, we've been hanging out in Rince Cuba's penthouse and smoking his cigars and drinking his scotch and having a good time at his expense because he's a loser douchebag. But there is one rule on this show. You can say whatever you want. It's Blog Talk Radio. you know, fuck the FCC. But one thing I won't tolerate on here is blasphemy, so I just want to point out that damn is not God's last name. Don't say that. Other than that, fly at it, okay? Because the fact is that the country's on the line here, and I don't have time for pussyfooting, because that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to turn this into some kind of socialist, quasi-communist, corporatist dictatorship, and we're not putting up with it. So, you know, I want to see balls to the wall. And I know I've got Robert Jetter, and I've got Chris Shipler, and there's a few other people on the line, but why don't you guys go ahead and chime in?
Let me add something right now. You heard the old phrases, when you're doing something hard, the only thing you want to see is asshole and elbows. That's the only thing I want to see.
That's right.
Is the constitutional conservatives fighting for our country.
Now is the time. Many were called, few were chosen, and you're here and you've been chosen, right? So what you do from now on is up to you, but we got to figure out a way to work together, because there is only the Constitution. Everything else is a bunch of bullshit. I don't care about elephants, I don't care about donkeys, and I don't want to have a new freaking animal for our stinking party. There's the Constitution. And on this show, not only do you not blaspheme, but you better believe in the freaking Constitution, or you're getting right the fuck out of here, okay? That's the thing. You don't blaspheme, and you believe in the Constitution, and you want to of that, I don't care what jersey they wear, get them the fuck out, because there's only the Constitution.
Hey, Chris, can I ask you to chime in?
Oh, yeah. I was just going to give you an update. You know, we've had this, a little bit of this chat go on and on, and I said earlier that right after the convention, knowing the Ron Paul people with all their, you know, these are the YouTube guys and the cell phone, you know, apps and the video, they're starting to punch up. They're starting to put out stuff pretty fast, but I just was over on the site, and they are actually going to pull together all the delegates and have a big old-ass press conference to tell the world of the crimes of the RNC. So just to let you heads up on that.
Hey, Chris.
I'll let you know about my Ron Paul delegates in Texas.
Hey, Chris, can you do me a big favor?
Yeah.
Can you add me to that site or recommend it to me?
Mine, I can
the
add
the
you
one
to
you're
mine.
You, all right, add me to yours.
Okay.
Please.
My Texas delegates straight up got up and left. Like, left the convention.
Sam, yep. which one of you? There's three
left,
of you.
Is that true? Repeat that, please.
What's that?
Could you repeat that, please? I didn't hear it.
The Texas delegates, you know, my battle buddies, I guess, that went over there, I've been talking to them through Facebook, and they said that they straight up left and went and had a few beers to discuss what they were going to do. If you notice, during when they were doing the rule changes, my Texas delegates were on the mic screaming and yelling, and they cut the mic right when they seen them move to the mic, because what was it, yesterday or 2 days ago, they said that they were going to make a scene. So they muted the mic.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
You can mute the mics, but you can't mute the people. You can mute the mics, but you can't mute the people. Because no matter how many mics you cut, the people still speak. The Constitution still lives. And you can do whatever the fuck you want in your commercial.
Can I read this?
Yeah, go please go ahead, Chris.
Okay, this is on the Lawyers for Ron Paul. Judy was a delegate. She goes, I left the convention. I could not take it anymore. Please do not try to post shit telling me how I shouldn't have left. This was not a convention. The delegates have absolutely no voice. I brought a constitutional attorney with me from the Patriot Coalition, and we spent nights until 2 to 3 o'clock in the morning preparing people to make motions from the floor. They were prepared. They were waving their arms and yelling objections, but they were continued to be railroaded. It was disgusting. I should have been a proud American who was duly elected in 3 different elections just to get there. Instead, I couldn't hold back the tears anywhere I turned. I didn't enjoy any part of it except for seeing my Ron Paul friends from Nevada, Oregon, Alaska, Marine, type blah, 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 blah. And just what you just said a second ago, they couldn't even respond. Mics were cut. And I know we were all trying to, you saw me, I was the dumbest one trying to follow. What just happened? What was the nay yay thing? What, you know, I mean, I couldn't even follow what was going on. They were getting shut down. They were getting overshouted with that USA, USA thing. They were trying to hold objections. And, you know, when they said, okay, that was voted yay, even though we know it wasn't a yay. And then they say it's on the table for debate or whatever, you know what I mean, to be redone. And they never even allowed that motion to go in.
They never returned to the table. That's basically what happened.
Yeah. This is all going to come out.
Yeah, it's all going to come out. And Chris, I just want to say something right now to everybody, sure. and then I want to turn it over to Robert and then to Kim.
Hey, Kim.
There's been kind of a uneasy animosity that's been sort of waning, okay, between conservatives and libertarians, both of whom have been shut out of this coup that the RINOs have perpetrated.
Mm-hmm.
The Sarah Palin folks were shut out long before, okay? And the thing is that what has happened today is extremely upsetting, and we're all going to relive these emotions over the next few days as the information from the Ron Paul delegates comes out. And I just want to say something to everybody who's listening, and I want you to share this with everybody that you know. If you're a true conservative who believes in the Constitution and believes in our Christian values and believes in conserving the liberal principles that our founding fathers encoded in our Constitution, which was not a revolution, it was a fulfillment of the conservative tradition, as Ken pointed out, that goes back to the Magna Carta and even before that. Okay, we've been building a republic for a very long time. You know, you can't impose democracy on a people who aren't ready for it, as we can clearly see what's going on in Iraq. But in Western
mm-hmm.
civilization, we've been trending in this direction for a long time, and it has taken centuries for us to get here. And what they're trying to do is take that away. And I want to say this to every conservative. You have to, and I've been saying it for a while because we were trying to get a candidate, but now I'm telling you it's more important than even before what happened today. Bury the hatchet. You've got to let go of your differences with the libertarians, all the libertarians. I'm not necessarily talking about anarchists here, but I'm talking about libertarians that run the gamut from conservative libertarians all the way over to left-leaning libertarians and social libertarians or whatever. There's various different stripes of libertarians. You have to bury the hatchet because we are on the same page, and we all have to come together. And I just want to say this, and this is very important, especially for the young ones, but all of the Ron Paul delegates have been true patriots and American heroes. These
yep.
people have worked hard. They've played by the rules. You may not necessarily agree with their politics. You may not agree with their candidate. But they have played by the rules. They have come into this party. They have worked very hard to get to today. The bastards delayed the convention one day because they weren't ready for what they found. They delayed it under the false pretext of weather that never came and never had a chance of coming. And then they set this whole thing up to be a frigging show to elect this douchebag candidate that nobody likes. And they shit all over the libertarians who never had a chance, who paid their own way, who worked so hard to get here, who were the pathway for us to have a true conversation and a true convention to restore sense to this party and hopefully this country. And we have treated them like crap in the GOP. And this party has shit on them, and this is completely un-American. This is the most disgusting thing, and I want you, when you see a Ron Paul delegate, when you meet them, you shake their hand, because these people stood up. They stood up for freedom, they stood up for liberty, and they tried to play by the rules, and the fucking rules are fucking fixed, and we're not going to fucking take it anymore, and it's bullshit, and we're going to lock arms. We're going to go shoulder to shoulder, and we're going to show these fucking bastards what America's all about, because they have fucking declared war on us today. They have told us that we don't matter, that we don't fucking count, that they don't care what we think, that they're going to dictate to us, and this is not going to fucking happen in my country. It's not going to happen now. It's not going to happen tomorrow. So you shake their hands. You embrace them. You thank them for standing up. Maybe they didn't succeed because this thing was fucking fixed, but they tried,
And you'd better appreciate that, because if you don't, then you can forget about your conservative values, you can forget about the Constitution, you can forget about everything else, because the only way we're going to win this battle is by doing this together.
Yep.
Amen.
Amen.
Can I jump in?
I
could not have said that any better. Can your local libertarian jump in?
Let's go to Sammy and then Ken.
All right, here, I want to jump in. I want to thank all the Ron Paul supporters that I saw in Tampa today as I was broadcasting live about two blocks from their arena there where they held the convention. I want to thank you. If you're out there listening, we are with you, brothers in arms. We are here. When I say arms, I'm not talking about necessarily guns, but we're here with you. We are here to help fight this tyranny that's been brought upon this country by Barack Obama and Mitt Romney and our RNC. And we're out here. We love you. And come on and join up with us.
Thanks, Sammy.
I'm done.
Ken, did you have a comment, Ken? Thank you, Sammy.
Yeah, to start out with, I wanted to thank all of you that are out in Tampa, whether you're a Paul delegate, for Newt Gingrich, anyone other than Mitt Romney or Rick Santorum, which there was one of. But anyway, I wanted to thank all of you that went out there and have fought this fight. Spent your hard-earned money to go out to one corner of the nation, even to get railroaded. Because your voices have been heard. Those of us who watched the convention on C-SPAN heard it, believe me, and it was louder than the opposition. But from the way I see it, the GOP, and you all, many of you on the show have heard me say just this before, the GOP that you all once loved and grew up to admire is no more. It has died. It hurts me to say that to y'all, because I know that there are people listening who really love the GOP and what it's been about over the past century. But it is dead. And
it is dead.
I come to you all saying, join me in the Libertarian Party. You may not agree with that, but hear me out. We accept your views. Whether it's different than ours or not, we think that you have the right to be heard, whether we agree with you or not. We want everyone to be heard, whether you're on the left or the right. You have a right to be heard. And what you saw today in Tampa was a party that did not want you to hear, or did not want the people to hear you. That's what they wanted. They wanted to silence the opposition. I say that if you believe in the Constitution and you believe that you don't have the right to tell someone else how to think or how to vote or how to speak, then you're probably a libertarian and don't even know it.
Is a libertarian in all 50 states?
What's that?
Are they on the ballot in all states?
I'm not even sure right now. I'm just telling you what the party principles are. And the party principles are minimal government, maximum freedom.
I'm probably pretty sure they probably are on the party in all 50 states. I mean, because the libertarian movement is not just a little small grassroots movement. I would think they would be 50 states. Why?
Yeah, it's highly unlikely that Gary Johnson is not. Other libertarian candidates for president have been in all 50 states, and I will tell you very clearly. And when Bob Dole was running for president in this Republican Party, I did not give him my vote. I voted for the libertarian candidate. Ken's right. In some sense, if you're an American, I've got somebody who's given us some chatter there. In some sense, if you're an American, you believe in the Constitution, you are to a degree a libertarian. There are some fundamental problems that certain conservatives, certain especially from Orthodox Christian traditions, there are some fundamental problems with libertarian praxeology. But I think that at this stage of the game,
that's kind of a moot point. There are ways to work through that. Libertarianism is very similar to the classical liberalism that our founding fathers handed to us. There are imperfections, as there will always be imperfections in any human endeavor, but there are things that can be worked on. This is about, in what the Tex and Rex show is going to be about now, is about building these coalitions and finding the areas where we have non-negotiables and the areas where we have commonalities to build something. There are fundamental differences that would need to be ironed out. I'm not sure that they can be ironed out, but you have to look at this also realistically. Okay, now there are some things that a person cannot compromise on, but there are other things where in times of distress you kind of set them aside. And right now we're in distress because there are not two parties in this country. We are in a third world banana republic. We just have the trappings of the former America. We've got the Star-Spangled Banner. We've got the Pledge of Allegiance. And these things mean something to me. Okay, but what they use them for is to make you feel good because things look familiar, but it's a one-party system with two wings, and it doesn't fucking matter who wins because all of these cocksuckers work for the same people.
Yep.
And at this point, I think it is a viable option that people really strongly consider looking at the Libertarian Party. I'm not entirely sure, and I haven't followed his career as closely as I would now. I'm not entirely sure about the candidate that they have chosen. I personally think that Ron Paul is a far stronger candidate, but he chose to be in the Republican Party and try to play by these rules, and obviously they are not having any of it. And we'd have to look at Gary Johnson, but the issue at this moment is not necessarily that you're going for Gary Johnson or that you even necessarily need a party. But if you want to be,
we need to have a meeting of all disinterested parties. We need to have a meeting of all disinterested parties. We need to all sit down and figure out what in the fuck are we going to do, okay? Because we got to save the republic. And I don't know who the fuck Gary Johnson is, right? I don't know anything about this guy. All I know is he's a part of the Libertarian Party, which is the biggest third party we got, and the Constitution Party. We need to figure out a way to marry up with them and all other disinterested people, and we got to create a third party. That's what we have to do, all right? It's hard, it's not easy, and there's not a lot of time. God only knows if we got time to do it by November, okay? But what God said, we all prayed. We were like, please don't let it be Mitt Romney. I'm begging you. And you know what God said? He's like, the GOP is fucked, okay? You can't save it. And that's what he told you today. And he said, you got a new mission. Get me, he said, if you are hot, or if you are cold, I will accept you. But if you are lukewarm, I will spew you from my mouth. And what God just said is the GOP is lukewarm, and it is not worthy of saving. And so now we have to create something new.
Is
anyone here familiar with Jim Gray, Judge Jim Gray?
Yes, I am. That is Gary Johnson's running mate.
Okay.
All right, folks. What the real issue here is, okay, there are several third parties. From a numbers standpoint and a historical standpoint, the most viable third party, actually there is no most viable third party. The most viable third run in modern times was Ross Perot. But the most viable third party is the Libertarian Party. However, the Constitution Party is very attractive for Christian believers because they found their platform on the name of Jesus Christ. There's also the Conservative Party. The fundamental problem we have here is as we nitpick and divide and choose, the only thing that we will be able to do, and it's not a bad thing, it's actually a good thing, but the only thing we would be able to do is send a message to the single party that has two wings that the majority is not with you. But we won't be able to affect the win. What will happen is Barack Obama will win with the lowest percentage of the electorate in modern history, but he will still win. What we have to figure out is how to consolidate. And at this stage of the game, I would strongly suggest that we don't play the candidate game, that we don't play the candidate game. 828, is that you calling, speaking? Your mic is live.
That's me. This is Terry.
Hey, Terry.
Hey, Terry. How's it going?
Hi, guys.
Sorry about some of my language.
No, it doesn't bother. I'm just trying to. I'll listen for just a second. I've been holding. When you want to tell me, and I'll have to jump in and say a few words. Just tell me when.
Now, Terry, jump on in.
Okay, I think everybody understands that the third party is not a devil in disguise. The third party is a possibility. It's happened many times over the history of this country. Now, one thing people need to understand very quickly is that our Constitution has been destroyed long before Barack Obama came along or Bill Clinton. Now, yep. I don't know if any of you are familiar with a case, the Supreme Court case called Kelo versus New London, Connecticut. Is anybody familiar with that case?
To bring the Conservative Party, the Constitution Party, and the Libertarian Party.
Does anybody understand? Did I get kind of high now?
Terry, don't worry about it. Sammy was just here. He's talking. Go ahead. Go ahead, Terry. You got the mic.
Is anybody familiar with Kelo versus New London, Connecticut case?
Yes.
It's about
eminent domain case.
Here's what happened. By a 5-4 decision, they changed the Constitution without any kind of a change, any kind of a state or plan way to do this. And what they did was they changed one word in eminent domain. Eminent domain always said, if it's for public use. The 5-4 decision said if it's for public benefit, which means if a municipality says we want apartments there instead of housing, we can tear down the housing. Well, in the same thing as in our right of to worship, the Establishment Clause was almost abandoned in 1996. So our Constitution has been destroyed now for like 30 or 40 years. What we have to do, and I've heard this more and more tonight as I've been listening for the last 45 minutes, or actually the last 2 hours I was on Robert's show too, is that, yes, we have to get together, but we can't get together by saying that we have nothing that we stand on. We have to stand on integrity, we have to stand on our pure beliefs, and we have to believe that the Constitution is pure. Our founders didn't do this. Our founders were divinely instructed to do this. People like Sarah Palin, let me tell you something. I heard Sarah Palin just talk the other day that she may consider it's time for a third party. And yep. I would have no problem backing her as president, or Ron Paul, or Michelle Bachmann, or many others. But we're talking tonight, and we're talking as if this just happened this year. Our Constitution has been abridged and destroyed for the last 40-some years. It's time that we stand up and do what the Constitution says. At any time we feel like our Constitution has been wronged, it's time for us to change it. Well, I don't want to shoot guns and fire at people. What I want to do is do whatever it takes. It means if we have to push our way through the crowds, if we have to speak louder, if we have to scream higher pitch, if we have to write more letters, if we have to do whatever it takes, we can no longer abide by somebody else's rules. The rules are the constitutional rules. I've studied constitutional law. I've watched this for 40 years. I've fought the battles, and I've lost most of the battles. I'm telling you, if we don't stand up today and tomorrow, and I don't mean next week, I mean tomorrow, and make it real, and help back the Ron Paul people, if they're going to put something together, we've got to find a way to get to them and say, we're with you. We got to get Sarah Palin and her group to say, come in, we're with you. We're going to fight this fight and reverse this thing. So that's what we got to do. I don't know how, but we got to do it now.
Well,
so
Terry, the how is the important part, and that's what I want this show to be about, because we don't have a lot of time, and we've really got to come down to the how. And I believe that the how is you've got to pick 5 principles, okay, centered around the Constitution on which everybody agrees, and you're going to have to set aside the other things. Because they're going to make it impossible for us to, you know, we're going to end up with the retreats by committee where we're squabbling over all the details. So
you're right. We can find 5 things. As a conservative, I'm also a libertarian. I'm convinced I'm a libertarian. I'm a registered independent or unaffiliated because I cannot be a Republican. I can't be a part of GOP. But I believe we can come up with 5 things that we can believe in social. Liberals and libertarian rights, we can believe in physical conservatism and other things, and I believe the Constitution and 2 other things, and I think we'd have our platform.
I think that's exactly what it is, and the temptation is going to be to make this candidate-focused or to make it detail-focused, and we don't have time for that. So it's not about the candidate. We'll find the candidate if we come together, because let's be clear about something.
This isn't about us finding a candidate. In America, it is about the candidate finding the voters. We are the voters, and if we form a block which we know already from everything we've heard is a majority block, then the candidate will find us.
When we build it, the candidate will show up for it.
Here's what we must. Here's a prime thing we must understand. Nothing matters anymore about the rules. We've got to forget about what happens. It doesn't matter. And when people say it can't be done, anything can be done and anything can be reversed. Today, what happened today in Tampa can be reversed. We don't have to wait 4 years. This can be reversed. Everything can be reversed. Everything I've been in court where I've had slam dunk cases, at the last second, reversed. Now, I know this, and only we, I've watched this, and I'm not a Bill O'Reilly big fan, but I read in one of his books he read, his parents never had any power. And he said, I don't want to live life that way anymore. Well, neither do I. This is my country. I fought for this country. I got blown up in the air for my country. I'm like Sammy. When I woke up 4 days later, I was in Germany with my stomach all tore up. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to sit back. I am fully loaded and fully ready. I'm ready to go.
Absolutely. Generations of my family fought for this country, died for this country, because we had a social contract worth fighting for and worth dying for. And these guys have just abridged it. Okay? So now we got to come together on common principles. That common principle is the Constitution, right? And we got to figure out what our common ground is, and we got to come together, and we're going to take this country back.
Yes. Exactly. And I think that the key here and what you said, Terry, I think is very important, because let's understand something, and I want you to just envision something.
Okay.
Think of yourself as a farmer, okay, using 18th century equipment. Okay, you're a farmer.
Yep.
You're a colonist living in this land of ours, and you are a loyal subject to the British Crown. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And the parliament across the pond is dictating the rules to you. And they've decided, hey, you know what? These colonists, they're producing a lot of good stuff. We're going to tax the shit out of them. And they come with a hammer down on you, and they start messing with your life where you've been just farming and selling your goods and taking care of your family, and all of a sudden this government comes and starts meddling with everything. And then you get upset, and you stand up, and you say, this isn't acceptable. I'm not going to put up with it. And you look around, and of the 100 friends you've got, only 2 of them stand up with you. And you say, okay, well, if it's only the 3 of us, we're going to do it anyway. And you decide to commit an act of treason against your king in order to declare your liberty. And the most powerful army and navy in the world comes bearing down on you. And you've got no shoes, and you've got poor equipment, and you fight anyway. And it takes 8 long years where you're essentially running an illegal government and an act of treason against a war with the most powerful nation on earth. That's how this nation was founded. And no one told them that they would succeed. Everyone told them, you're idiots for going against the British. 97% of the country said, screw this, we're going to remain British. These people are extremist right-wing psychotics. Well, look what happened. And we take it for granted. So this country
one thing
was born
is
in fire.
This, is that we all have to be Patrick Henrys. And that's most people forget who Patrick Henry was. When he said, give me liberty or give me death, he meant that. He said, shoot me. I will die first. This is me. I'm fighting for this for America to be what it is, and so I don't care anymore. If it's me alone standing, I will stand alone. And Patrick Henry stood up and said, I will stand as one against the world and against England. I don't care. Now, if any of us believe we need a group, I don't need a group. I would like to have all this group behind me. Tomorrow, when I wake up, I start the fight. I start the war. I started tonight with, and Rex, you know this, on the article I sent to the paper. They wrote back and said they wanted to publish it on Wednesday, which I said Tuesday I had to have it. Then he said he wanted me to cut 300 words. And I said, no, thank you. I would like to have my integrity. And I'm not going to give up my liberty. So you either publish as it is or forget it. Starting tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock, I'm going to fight this. I'm meeting with the people that used to work with Homeland Security. The battle is on. And if this thing that happened in Tampa, if this didn't wake us all up,
See, we were asleep, but we need to stay asleep.
Kerry, you're right. And look, the thing is, I don't care. If I'm the last American, I'm the last American, you know. And if they got to shoot me, they got to shoot me, or whatever they got to do. But I will die an American. There is only the social contract that we signed. There is only the Constitution. And there are only the people that still remember the American dream. And you know what? They called it the American experiment because they didn't know if it was going to be successful. Well, let me tell you something. The American experiment is successful, all right? And they're trying to kill it. And the thing is, they will never kill it because it will be recreated. We will either fight and die for it now, or it will be recreated later. But the American experiment is successful. What they set up for us, our founding fathers, what our forefathers died for was successful. People come from all over the world to be here, to be one of us, because what we're doing is successful. And you know what? If I'm the last of that breed, then that's fine, because I've seen this stuff happen before. When democracy went away in the ancient world, it went away for 2,000 years. I do not want to wait 2,000 years in darkness for liberty to return to the world, all right? So this is us, this is what we do, and they will remember us because it's now time for us to perform.
Well, if you're the last one standing, that means they shot me before they got to you. Because I'm not, I don't longer care. I literally have had enough of this. I've sat back and tried to be fair, writing letters to Congressmen, meeting with them, and I'm tired of these rules because nobody abides by the rules.
Terry, let me tell you something. In the analogy, the picture I was painting of our founding fathers, I wanted to tell you that they founded this nation for us with 3%. All the polls and all the analysis indicate that 40% of this country identifies as conservative. If you actually add libertarians and those who don't want to answer these things
65.
And just want to be left alone, we are the majority. So if they could
We're
do it with 3%,
majority.
That's right. If they could do it with 3%, in war against the most powerful nation on earth, 55%, we've got this thing locked down. We just don't know it. We have the power. We just haven't used it. And so what we have to do is work together. And I think the most important thing is to build these coalitions and get together, and then we'll find a candidate. It has to be done rapidly. It has to be done quickly. But we have to harness this passion and this feeling of angst that we have. And the one thing I will say is, the rules are out the window because the game is rigged, and there is something very powerful in the spirit that is American, and we all have to tap into it because it's deep within our souls, and that is the spirit of non-compliance. We don't have to play their game. I'm not talking about, you know, a violent revolution, because we have the levers of civilized power at our fingertips, but we don't have to play by their rules. We are living in prisons of our own minds. All we have to do is unleash people. Now, this is not going to be easy because so many people are so frightened. They've been living in fear their whole lives, and they don't know it, that they're just going to capitulate and do what they're told, which is if you're a conservative, you go with Romney, and if you're not a conservative, you go with Obama, and those are the only choices. We don't have to accept that. And what I was saying at the beginning of the show is we have 50 sovereign republics here that had created the federal government. The states are not the creatures of the federal government. The federal government is the creature of the states. And what we need to do is work two angles. One, we're going to need to find a presidential candidate to run against Mitt Romney and Barack Obama by forming a voting bloc that everybody will want and that neither Obama or Romney will ever get, and then we will get the candidate. Could it be Gary Johnson? Could it be Sarah Palin? Who knows? That's to be determined. First, you've got to build this voting bloc that they all want and need to win. And then second, you've got to do exactly what the Ron Paul movement did by going into the local precincts and taking a shot at the Republican Party, but you've got to do it with your state governments because the state governments have the power to nullify every damn thing that the federal government has done against the Constitution. And if they decide to march troops into any place like Obama's threatened to march into Texas, well, then we're going to have to stand up and fight. But before we get to that point, we have the powers of the levers of power of civilization. We don't have to go that route, but we have to do it together, and that's the key. And this is going to require everybody listening. I don't know how many listeners we have right now, but I know we've got 32 in chat. It's going to require you to go out and get your friends and let them know. You don't need to get in fights about Mitt Romney, because just don't even think about Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney is not an issue. Mitt Romney just shot himself in the foot, and the Republican Party committed suicide tonight. The only thing there is Obama, because that's who they handed it to. So don't even worry about Mitt Romney. Just focus on the fact that you need to bring as many people as you can, and what we're going to do in the next day or two is find a place for people to meet, some chat room or some Facebook page. This is going to be done, and Tex and Rex are going to broadcast it, and we're going to work with Robert and with Sammy, and we're going to make this very loud. But go grab your friends, all of them, whether they're Sarah Palin supporters or libertarians who have no candidate or Gary Johnson libertarians or Ron Paul delegates or whomever, and bring them here so that we can work on this together. That's the power of what we're doing.
Can I say something now?
Please do.
Please, go ahead, Kim.
Well, I've been waiting to say something.
Go for it.
You're a patient
all right.
woman.
Yeah. No, I'm not. Anyway, if can the delegates file a suit against them or something something about it? Or
it's possible, Kim, that they can do that, and there might be some people who could get in trouble. But I got to tell you something. At this stage of the game, by the time this thing is settled, Barack Obama would be the second term. Maybe some of them want to pursue that route because they feel it's an issue of principle. But essentially, in the long run, it matters not, because what the Republican Party has just done today is destroy itself. Many of these morons don't know that because they're all, got their heads up Mitt Romney's ass. But they destroyed themselves today. If you're a delegate who feels that you need to get some kind of justice, then I encourage you to do it. But frankly, I'm not playing by the rules of the Republican Party anymore. As far as I'm concerned, there is no Republican Party. There is only a Democratic Party, and their candidate is Barack Obama, and he's a terrible candidate. And Mitt Romney is merely a tool to get Obama reelected. And people are going to try to blame a third party or blame us or blame Gary Johnson. They did this. This is Rince Pubis' fault. This is Mitt Romney. This is John Sununu and all those other fucking bastards who have been screwing up this party for a very long time. This is the party that came from Goldwater to Reagan to Gingrich that these guys have destroyed. And it is time for us to just disregard them, because guess what? They're not going to be in power. Only the Democrats are going to be in power, and that's the problem. What we have to do is focus beyond the Republican Party. Don't try to save the Republican Party. The Republican Party cannot be saved. They are so corrupt. They are so insidious. At least the Democrats tell us, yeah, we're the party of the left. The Republicans tell us, well, we're the party of conservatives. No, you're not. You're not the party of conservatives. You use conservatives. You use libertarians to give yourselves power, and you rule like Democrats. So screw you. We're going after the Democrats. You guys don't exist. That's the only
way
to
also,
do it.
Right, but also, too, Obama and Nitwit, they don't have any foreign experience either. So we're screwed.
Well, I got to tell you something. At this stage of the game, that is as important an issue as that is, it's irrelevant, because at this point, what happened today was basically Barack Obama got handed a victory. And the only way that we can turn that victory of Barack Obama's today into a defeat is to unite a coalition that is stronger than the base that's going to vote for Barack Obama and win. I don't know who the candidate is yet, but right now it's just a matter of getting people here. People who don't necessarily agree with you, but people who agree with you about one thing. Mitt Romney can't win. Barack Obama is not allowed to win, and we have to do it together.
But if we do get a third party, what do we have to do before November election?
Well, look, there are third parties.
To get
parties.
This done.
There are third parties. We don't have to get a third party. There are third parties.
Right.
Okay. They already exist. And you're not going to build a third party between now and November.
No.
So we're not talking about building a new party. That's insane and that's ridiculous. There are third parties. The problem is what's going to happen with all of us is we're going to scatter and we're going to divide our forces amongst multiple third parties. That is only going to send one message. You guys are, you're going to tell the Democrats and the Republicans, you guys are illegitimate. But you're going to hand the victory to Barack Obama because he's still going to garner the largest percentage of the vote, even though it'll be the smallest in modern history. So what we're talking about here is not forming a third party. What we're talking about here is building a coalition of voters who agree on certain fundamental principles, and then we will find the candidate and that party will find us. If you put the coalition together, Gary Johnson and Virgil Good and whoever the conservative party candidate is, I'm afraid I don't know that and I apologize, but they will come to us and they'll say, hey, I want you to vote for me, and they're going to make their cases.
And that's the beauty of it, is by we're attracting the party and we're attracting the candidate. They don't have to come attract us because we don't have to go hunting for them. They're going to come to us because we're going to be the largest voting bloc. All
and
we have to do
is
bring
give
people
a shit
together.
About their parties either. We need to make common cause. I don't give a shit about their parties. We need to make common cause, right? And common cause is not ego-driven, it's principle-driven. If it's ego-driven, that guy can just go to hell, right? We got to work together. That's the important thing. And nobody better have their egos in this thing.
Yeah, right? And we don't want anyone playing pocket hockey. Pocket hockey
yeah.
either.
Yeah, well, that's what they tend to do, Kim. You nailed it on the head. Now, here's the thing.
Isn't that what Pubis does?
Yeah, Pubis does that all the time. You should see his collection of red ball gags. It's frightening. But the thing is that to do this is going to require work on your part. Okay. Now, right now, you're going to probably be feeling a little bit bad, and I got to tell you that as this information comes out, and I'm already seeing it, more and more of what they did to the Ron Paul delegates, you're going to get more angry. You're going to get more upset. You're going to get even more emotional. This is going to happen. And we're all pissed off, and we kind of calmed down, and now that's going to start building up again, and there's going to be a lot of fight. And let's understand something. If you've been vocal as a Ron Paul delegate or as a Newt supporter, as a Sarah Palin supporter, the insipid losers that have plugged themselves into the Matrix with this dead party are going to come after you hard because they're going to start blaming you for the loss that is inevitable. Right now they're going to start blaming you for that loss. You've got to kick those guys to the curb. We don't have time to pussyfoot because you've got 60 days to make this happen. It's not a lot of time, so there's no time to get into little arguments and apologetics and this and that and the other. You just move them out of the way, and you go find the people who agree that Mitt Romney sucks, that he can't win, and that Barack Obama must not be given 4 more years, and you tell them, hey, look, I want you to consider this. Come listen to Robert's show. Come listen to Tex and Rex. Come listen to Sammy's show, because what we're talking about here is forming a block of voters, and if you have a large enough block of voters, a party and a candidate will come to you, and then we can defeat Barack Obama. Forget about Mitt Romney. He's already lost.
Right on. Right on.
Well, let me add this because it's right with what you're saying. Gary Johnson's already gone, has already been courting the Ron Paul supporters for a long time because there's a semi-natural fit there because libertarians and Republican libertarians are pretty close, you know, on most things. And Gary Johnson, whatever you call it, endorsed Ron Paul the last run. So there's a lot of relationship there already. So they're already courting those two million plus Ron Paul supporters. So you already have that scenario that you're describing.
Correct. Exactly.
You know, yeah.
Okay.
So it's already in process.
Right. Chris, that's perfect.
Yeah.
You're right. Sammy, go ahead.
Yeah, and I want to say to a dear friend, Terry Sigmund, and I want to tell him, thank him for what he has done to help make my show big. I mean, he's been out there Twittering my show like crazy the past few weeks.
Cool.
Terry is, and he's been out here Twittering Rex and Tex and Robert's show. And right now, I mean, Rex is right on the money. We are it's a matter of time, or it's going to be too late. We're going to be screwed. And if we do not get this act together, we want to sit on our fat asses and do nothing and sit here and lollygag around, our country is fucked. Plain and simple. We got to get active now, and we got to, I mean, I'm going to take a little break tomorrow, but after tomorrow, we are going to be back in hard, loud, and damn proud to take back our country from this rhino named Mitt Romney and from this idiot illegal president named Barack Hussein Obama, the current terror sitting in the fucking White House. I mean, I'm
right
fucking
on.
Mad. We cannot sit back any longer. We cannot shut up. I mean, I have not shut up, but I mean, I'm fucking mad now. And I'm not going to take this shit any longer. I mean, it's a time for it to come to a damn end. And people, you need to get fired up. And I mean, when I mean fired, we were fired up for Newt. But this is more of a time to get fired up, because time is of the essence, because we got less than 3 months before the election. And we got to get something going. We got to band together, as Rex was saying about the Constitution Party, the Conservative Party, and the Libertarian Party. We got to find some way to bring us all together and not shut up. I mean, y'all normally don't hear me cuss that much, but I am, after being downtown today and after knowing what I know for a fact that went down here in D.C., I mean, not D.C., but in Tampa, I am fucking mad.
Yes, when you're mad, you forget what state.
Yeah,
what you're saying is absolutely right. And look, right now we got people on the line. Some of them probably know Gary Johnson or know Virgil Good. I don't know anything about the Libertarian Party. Literally, I know nothing about it. I don't know anything about the Constitution Party. Find those guys. Get them to call in. Get someone who represents them to call in. Let's have a conversation. Dial in. Let's talk. Let's see what we can figure out.
And don't forget, go ahead, Robert.
No, because Sammy just reminded me of a quote from the Japanese Admiral Yamamoto after Pearl Harbor. And what he said is, "I am afraid we have awakened a sleeping giant." And I think what the RNC and the Republican Party did today is do exactly that. I think they have awoken a sleeping giant. And we know what happened to Japan after they attacked us. And now I think that the same thing is coming. A reckoning is coming for the GOP after awakening this sleeping giant, because it's enough. I think that was, the shot heard across the world, so to speak, and waking people up to what the Republican Party has actually been up to. Now it's no better than the Democrat Party, especially in their Alinsky tactics that they blame them for going through the time.
Yep.
Amen, Robert.
And folks, the important thing here, and look, this is so easy to fall into old habits, okay? It's very easy to fall into old habits, and I just brought in two callers, 910 and 702. You guys can come in next. It's easy to fall into old habits of thinking about the candidates. Well, we've all been working really hard for our candidates. The Ron Paul delegates have been working their asses off for Ron Paul. We've been out here for Newt. Sarah Palin, who wasn't even running, has a whole movement behind her. We're working for the candidate. It's a very tempting thing to go back into that old habit. This is not about the candidate. This is not about the party. That is what causes division, which is going to hand a victory to Barack Obama, which is a loss for everybody else. Stop worrying about Mitt Romney. The left stream media is going to take care of Mitt Romney. He's going to be on his heels and he's going to lose. So that's not even a factor. Don't even mention the name Mitt Romney, okay? Just fucking forget about that guy. It's done, okay? What this is about forming coalitions of voters. Those of us who say, guess what? We're voting as a block. Oh, really? Well, I'm a libertarian homosexual. Oh, well, I'm a pro-life Christian. Okay, well, guess what? Neither one of us is going to fare well in the regime of Barack Obama. So let's set aside our differences and let's go ahead and say we are a voting bloc. We're voting together. Together, we are the biggest bloc. Now, are we going to fight each other later? Absolutely. This is America. We will tear each other's heads off for our candidate. But right now, there isn't enough time to do that. Right now, it's all about defeating Barack Obama. The way to do that is not with Mitt Romney. So set aside your differences. Set aside your pet issues. Set aside your favorite candidate. Set aside any party you might belong to, and just get people to come talk. And we're going to be building something in the near future. Hopefully, the next couple of days, we'll have something up, a place where people can get together. Maybe we'll use an existing place. That's to be worked out. Today wasn't the day for that because, emotions are high today, and especially, I'm sure, for the Ron Paul delegates.
Gets you drunk into a stupor.
Yeah, and Sammy witnessed it firsthand. It was like a friggin' military police state down there in Tampa. But the thing that you have to understand is that we got to form a voting bloc, and we don't have to agree on everything. In fact, we don't have to agree on most things. We just have to agree that Barack Obama must be defeated, and we have to find a candidate build the bloc so that a candidate will find us who will be the one who can actually beat Barack Obama. And once you do that, then you can have your fights about everything else afterwards. This is an emergency. This is the last line of defense. This is the end game. So that's the paradigm that you have to get your head into, and you have to stop thinking about candidates and parties and get your friends here, and I don't care what their beliefs are, and I don't care what they want, as long as they're firmly believing in the Constitution, then we can build this thing. Maybe it'll be the Libertarian Party. Maybe it'll be the Constitution Party. Maybe it'll be something else, but we're going to have to obviously ride on the coattails of parties that have already filed in all 50 states, or we have no chance of winning, but just form the voting bloc. That's all that matters right now.
Hey, man, here, let me share this real quick, then I'm going to get offline for another minute and then come back home. Today, when I was sitting there in the Indigo coffee shop, there was a parade of about 1,000 Ron Paul people came walking down the Franklin Street. There were probably 10 police cars in front of them, and behind them there was probably another 30 police cars and another 30 or 40 horseback riders from the local sheriff's office, national security, or whatever you call the new thing for U.S.
Homeland Security.
Homeland Security.
Homeland Security.
That they were worried about people hurting these Ron Paul supporters. These Ron Paul people, they were from different ages, dressed from T-shirts to suits to ladies with blue jeans to hot pants, short cut-off pants on, to nice slacks. And why did they have to guard these people like that? This was going on when I was doing my show from the Indigo coffee shop. I mean, it blows my mind. These people were here speaking for their freedom. Were they treating them as prisoners, or were they trying to protect them?
Right. Well, Sammy, let me tell you something. Over 65% of Jews in Berlin, when Hitler rose to power, stayed in Germany and said, this is going to be okay, this will blow over, nothing's going to happen. People don't want to see these things, but it's happening. Can a police state exist in America? The apparatus for it is already in place. It just takes the will of one man to exercise the levers of that power, and it just takes an acquiescent public who's scared and needs to be fed to say, okay, go ahead, we're fine with it. Okay, that's real. That's real. Don't think for a minute because the Stars and Stripes is flying above your head, and we still say I pledge allegiance to the flag, that it can't happen here. It absolutely can. We saw today a coup within the Republican Party. This is the way that this criminal organization has been operating for a long time, but it was in full view today, and you are going to see in the next few days their information come out because these patriotic, liberty-loving, American brothers and sisters who were trying to nominate Ron Paul in this party witnessed it, and they're going to share that with us, and it is going to be heart-wrenching, and you'd better get it out there to all those other people who are still fucking sleeping, because if you're fucking sleeping, you're helping the enemy, and I don't have time for your bullshit. Wake them up, as Robert said, wake up the giant, and let's build this giant, because if you have a voting bloc that's somewhere between 34% and 40%, of the electorate that's going to show up and work and vote, the candidate will find you. Caller 910 and then caller 702. Who are you and what's on your mind?
Well, here, let me share this real quick, then I'm going to hop off for a minute and then come back on in a few minutes. The person, and let me describe this. When I shook John Boyd's hand today, when he was walking down to this little tent, John Boyd was a very vocal Tea Party leader. And Jeff was standing, a dear friend of mine, new friend of mine, was standing right there next to me. I said, go brokered. And he looked back at me with a smirk. And so that tells me we cannot count on the Tea Party no more. The Tea Party is washed out. We got to either rebuild the Tea Party movement, or we got to, like what y'all are talking about, let's get a movement going, and let's not shut up.
Thank you, Sammy. Right on. 910, okay. You're on the line. Who are you, and what's on your mind?
Would that be me?
If you're from area code 910, then it would be you.
I don't know exactly. I'm from area code 702.
Oh, okay. Well, then 702. Go ahead. Who are you? What's on your mind? And
This is Larry, and I have been advocating to abandon the Republicans, which is the Dems and the GOP.
Yep.
In my opinion, the GOP has no intention of winning this election because they don't want the financial collapse to happen on their watch. That's why they hired old Dodo to do it.
Yep.
And so they can ride back into town on a great white horse bearing gifts, also known as their New World Order.
Yep.
This is my opinion.
Yep.
I agree.
And
I
think that if we just simply abandon the Republicans and join millions of independents, whatever other parties they are, and vote for anybody that is not a Republican, we'll find the right person, whether it's Gary Johnson or Ron Paul or Sarah Palin or whoever shows up.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Well,
okay,
that's not a bad name, the Independent Party.
Well, we don't have time to form a party, but it's a great name. You're absolutely right, Tex. But, look, thank you for calling in. We agree with you, and this is what I'm going to need you to do. We've got several shows. We've been promoting Newt Gingrich at a brokered convention, but obviously after today's coup, we've shifted gears, and we are now building a coalition of voters so that we can have a candidate come find us, and we can end the Republicrat dominance. Get your friends. Get everybody you know. Have them find us, okay? Sam Sanford is on Blog Talk Radio. Robert Jetter, it's Bard's Logic Political Talk at Tex and Rex. And we're going to be building something in the next few days, a home for all of us to meet and start building this thing and getting the talent that we need to build this thing. But the most important thing is getting the people in, because everybody is – right now is the time to strike, because right now is when people are pissed off. And this is when we can build a coalition that's a majority. And I thank you for calling in. You're a true patriot, and we need your help.
I do want to add one more thing. And what I read recently, that 40% of the electorate are independents. That means the rest of it, the 60% belong to the other two, the Republicans. But they're divided.
Yeah.
So the disenfranchised of those two terrorist groups can join the independents very easily. And there's millions of us to override anything the Republicans want to do.
Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
You absolutely got it right. Okay, well, look, thank you for calling in, and please tell your friends about us. Have them come here, because we're going to build something, and we need people to stand up and be counted, because we need to show whoever this candidate is going to be that we are the majority of voters and that they need to come court us, and then we will vote for them, and then we will eliminate Barack Obama. Well, Mitt Romney's already eliminated. Yeah, well, Mitt Romney's eliminated himself today, so I don't even care about Mitt Romney. He's already lost. The problem is Barack Obama, because he's just been handed a victory with the lowest voter turnout in modern history, and that is our opportunity. That is the opportunity for us to win. People have always been telling me, okay, and you're a new caller, so I'll share this with you, and Tex can chime in. I never registered as a Republican. I voted Republican most of the time because they tended to be closer to my principles, but not always. Sometimes I voted Libertarian. But the fact is that I wanted to vote because I was excited, because I grew up in the Reagan 80s, and I wanted to vote for Reagan. And it appeared that George H.W. Bush was the heir to Reagan. Well, he won as a Reaganite, and then he governed as a New World Order dickhead. And I was very disillusioned, and I wasn't going to vote for him in 92. I was going to go for Ross Perot. He seemed to be the guy who was telling the truth. And then I allowed the psychological training to come over me, and I allowed the badgering to come over me, and they told me, look, if you don't vote for George H.W. Bush, as much as you don't like him and as bad as he is, we're going to get Bill Clinton, and he's worse. And I said, yeah, I agree with you. Bill Clinton is worse. And I should have voted for Ross Perot, because he got 19%, and had I and everybody else who got badgered and voted for H.W. Bush voted for Ross Perot, we might have never had a Bill Clinton presidency. And
that was the greatest mistake in American history. The greatest mistake in modern American political history was all the Republicans voting for George Bush Sr. and not voting for Ross Perot. We should have voted Perot.
I didn't make that mistake. I voted for Perot the first time, but not the second time.
Well, here's the thing.
Maybe I should have voted for him the second time, too.
Yeah, well, Robert, this is the thing. We all get scared of handing the election to the more evil
by voting for the lesser evil. We've all been subject to this psychological training that they've given us, and now is the moment where it's clear, because Mitt Romney is so disliked and Barack Obama is so hated. This is the time to tell everybody, you're not throwing your vote away. You're not even throwing your vote away if you go vote for whichever third party you want right now. You're not throwing your vote away because you're going to undermine the very dominance of the Republicans. But Obama will still win. If we can pull this off, where we can get everybody who's not going to vote for Obama or Mitt Romney to vote together, then we can defeat Barack Obama. And that's what we have to try. And the thing is that that's the goal to go for, because if you don't succeed in defeating Obama, okay, you will definitely succeed in sending a message to them, because most people would have not voted for either one of them, okay?
Yeah.
And that's the power behind it. So if you shoot for the top and you get the second step, well, that's a step in the right direction, but don't settle for the second step. Go for the first step, and that's building that coalition to do it. We've got a caller on Skype. I'm going to bring you in. Whoever is
one
on Skype. Yes, go ahead.
Let me say one more thing. Okay, in my opinion, electing Ododo or Romney is giving in to the United Nations. The U.S. will disappear, and the United Nations will replace the government. Plain and simple.
Mm-hmm.
Either one of those two.
We'll lose our sovereignty.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm done.
Absolutely. They both want to sell our sovereignty.
I like the Ododo comment,
right.
Man. That's hilarious.
Yeah. Brilliant. We like that. We're going to shamelessly steal that and use it ourselves.
That's
Skype
good.
Caller.
Yeah.
You're on the line. Who are you, and what's on your mind?
Yeah, my name's Joe. Apparently, I'm on the same track as you guys. I'm a Ron Paul supporter, and I've been preaching this for a while, that if you want to get rid of Congress, the Democrats and the Republicans, who both are responsible for the decay in America, just vote for an independent, any independent. You don't have to know who he or she is. Just vote for them. Get the broom that sweeps clean, get them all out, and start all over with people who are not career politicians. Even if they're all dolt, it'd still be better than the career politician traitorous bastards we have in there. But the hard part is to get people to say, yes, I'll do that, because they're so brainwashed, as one of the hosts said, from being indoctrinated with this Democrat, Republican model, that they vote the lesser of two evils, even if they know it's evil. It's Orwellian stupidity. But what can you do?
Mm-hmm. Well, what can you do? I mean,
well,
I agree with you, but here's the thing.
Rex,
this is the moment.
If I could jump in.
Go ahead, Ted.
Look, this time we got the youth vote. We got the youth vote through the Ron Paul movement. And the other thing, there are a whole bunch of people who believe exactly what you believe, but they don't vote because they hate the two parties. Now it's time to find those people, form an organization that they can vote for, and get them to vote, because we are the majority. And people will vote for it. But they're so beaten down, and they've been so beaten down for so long, they haven't been showing up at the polls. Time for them to show up at the polls and show the two parties, that the two major political parties are very minor political parties, because the American people is a much larger party than both of those parties combined.
Well, if
yep.
they do it. I mean, when you talk about the youth, yeah, the youth are for Ron Paul. At least that's the impression that people are getting from the 6,000, the 7,000 crowds that he is attracting. The thing is we need them, but we need the other people who are both Democrats and Republicans to wake up, to realize that both their parties have been duplicitous in bringing down America with the bipartisan, quote-unquote, compromise bills. And there are a lot of organizations out there that are reaching out to them, but because of the brainwashing, they don't want to listen.
And this speaks to the problem, Chris, I'll let you go in a second, but this speaks to the problem that I'm talking about. When you focus on the party or the candidate, or you're getting courted by a party and a candidate as an individual voter, you're going to have that resistance. The idea that we're formulating here, and it's because it came about because it's such a time crunch, is form the voting block and have the candidates and the parties come to us. If we scatter in six different directions, yes, we're going to send a message that the Republicans are illegitimate, but we're going to hand the victory to Barack Obama because we're going to have split our vote. If we decide we're voting as a block, we're independents and we've set aside all our differences, all we want is America back in the Constitution so that we can fight out our issues later, then they're going to come to us. And this is going to be a very powerful thing. But what it's going to take is just tell everybody, hey, look, this is what we're talking about. This isn't a third party. This isn't a candidate. This is a movement that is not even focusing on fiscal conservatism or anything else. We're just simply saying, it's the Constitution, stupid. okay? That's all we're saying. We're saying it's the Constitution is stupid, and we're sovereign, and we are voting together. And if you want our vote, and you have to have our vote because we're the majority, then you better come here hat in hand and tell us why we should vote for you. It's not going to be Mitt Romney. It's not going to be Barack Obama. It's going to be one of these other third parties that are already registered in all 50 states. But instead of going to them, let's make them come to us. So what you need to do is get your friends and get them to come here and listen, because as we find a place to do this online somewhere or whatever the venue is going to be, and we need people to share ideas, and if anybody has one now, please tell me.
There's a place online that's doing exactly what you're saying. They're trying to form, I think it's called the Independent Party. I think it's called that, where they want just people to, you know, come to this side, become independents, and try to show people that there's a movement going on, just like you said.
Well, that's great, then. Do you have a link that you can share with us or someplace?
No, it's
coming
off the top of my head. But if you, you know, you can do some Google hopping and just look, you know, independent.org or maybe independent movement, grassroots movement, and eventually after about, you know, 10 sites, maybe you'll come across it. I don't know if a lot of people have joined it, because in order for that to succeed, you really have to know how to reach out to people. Block Talk Radio isn't going to do it either.
It's not the venue. The fact is that this is one venue. We've got to fire in all cylinders, and it's a matter
of you've got to use them
friend,
all.
Yeah, friend next door, Facebook, Twitter, Blog Talk, whatever the hell it is, it doesn't matter. If there's a place already, we'll go there. If there isn't one, we're going to build it. But the fact is, it's about sharing that idea of being a voting block and voting together. If we lock shoulders, if we form a phalanx, the candidates are going to come to us because they need our votes. And this is what is just a reversal of that psychological training we've all been given. It's bottom-up. It's always been bottom-up, but we've been acquiescent, so it seems to be top-down.
Mm.
And what the Republicans proved to us today is that top-down doesn't work. This sham of a convention was top-down, and it doesn't work because now they can't win. And they're going to lose so much of their party, and whichever part of the party they don't lose, you got to go in there and shake these people and get them out. And if they don't come out, then just kick them to the curb and move on, because that party's dead.
Well, I came in to say what I had to say, so that's it. So take it easy,
well,
guys.
We appreciate you calling in, and thank you, Patriot. And please tell people about our show.
Okay.
Chris, did you want to go ahead?
I might have forgot, but I ran across something else here as we're going. We're talking about, the courtship game, you know, the numbers.
Yeah.
And I noticed that Gary Johnson's group has been hitting the Ron Paul sites pretty hard. Even though I'm on multiple sites, I probably spend most of my time on Lawyers for Ron Paul. There's some, you know, the sharp, very sharp people there. Anyway, one of the things that some of the key people keep saying when people post Gary Johnson stuff is, if Gary Johnson wants Paul votes, then he needs to get rid of his VP, step down to VP, and put Ron Paul in the senior leadership. And that's where these people are whole. Yeah, these are how a lot of these key, these are top quality people are like, Johnson's a nice guy, but, you know, Dr. Paul is his senior. And, you know, same thing we'd feel about Newt and another ticket. Come on, you know, who goes on top, right, in that kind of situation. So I just thought I would pass that on. I forgot the other thing I was going to say.
Well, thanks. I mean, that's definitely, you know, good information. And, one of the things is, as we're working on this idea of forming a voting bloc or finding a place where someone else is already doing that and just jumping on board, whatever it takes, it's about doing the work. And it's not just simply about signing up for lists and saying, okay, I'm an independent. You've got to do the work to get even more people, because it has to reach critical mass and it has to do it quickly. But more than that, we don't know what's going to happen now. We don't know what Ron Paul's going to do. We don't know what Newt Gingrich is going to do, although I suspect that Newt is going to basically support the party that he built. And, you know, that won't take anything away from what the man has done for this country, but I can't go there with him, because the Republican Party is dead to me. We don't know what Sarah Palin's going to do. I mean, let me understand something. If Sarah Palin somehow has secretly prepared to be on the ballot in the states under some assumed party that she has been distancing herself from, and all of a sudden she says, you know, I'm running as third party, she'll win. She'll win. So we don't know what's going to happen, but until we see these things happen with this crop of talent that we have that could be the
the next president, we have to do the work to build the voting block. Because if you build the voting block and someone like Sarah Palin says I'm running, then you've already got a grassroots campaign for her. So you know that's the real power that we have. So what I'm encouraging everybody to do is, you know, you're going to get angrier in the next few days. You're going to get more frustrated. Look, most of us have witnessed this today. We're pissed off. We're upset. We haven't gone to sleep yet. Obviously, you know, Tex and Rex are insane. We're radioactive for 9 hours today, and we've got about 36 minutes of show left. But when you wake up tomorrow, you're going to feel a little differently, because after you sleep on it, your subconscious is going to kind of process some of this, and you're going to wake up and you're not going to feel so good. And then you're going to start seeing stuff. Right now, it's you know, you kind of saw what happened on TV, but you weren't really sure what happened. You just know that it was a fix. You're going to start seeing the videos from the Ron Paul guys. You're going to start hearing them telling their story. You're going to see the press conference. And I'm telling you, you're going to cry. All right? If you don't cry, then you don't have an emotional bone in your body. But if you do and you love this country, you're going to cry. You're going to get sad. Then you're going to get pissed. Okay? Then you're going to get sad again, and then you're going to get pissed. You can't just accept the fact that you're going to emotionally react that way, and then get yourself together and get to work and start finding people and strike while the iron is hot or the wound is tender and say, look, they wounded you. Don't go back to those who wounded you, because that party's dead and they're going to wound you again. You know, it's like when a woman is stuck with an abusive boyfriend. He keeps beating the shit out of her and she keeps going back because she's locked into this feeling that I love this guy and he'll improve and this time he'll be better, and he said he was sorry. Okay, but the problem is the guy will keep beating her and keep beating her, and one day she'll be dead. This is what the Republican Party has done to you. This is what the Democratic Party is doing to the Democratic voters. Okay, they're an abusive boyfriend that's beating the shit out of us on a regular basis, and we keep coming back for more and more abuse. Well, fuck that. Okay, it's time to get out. Go away. Go find another boyfriend. Go find someone who's going to actually take care of you. Someone who's actually going to represent you. Someone who's actually going to be your servant as opposed to asking you to serve them. Okay, this is what needs to be done. So you've got to get yourself together and do this, and then you got to send people. If we find a home, we'll figure it out and we'll name it and we'll show everybody where it is. If we don't, we'll build something. But in the meantime, just keep the conversation going. You find Sammy's show, you find Tex and Rex, you find Roberts. You know, I doubt that we're going to have all of us broadcasting tomorrow. Okay, but at least one or two of the shows will. And just keep the conversation going. Stay friends on Facebook. Stay in communication, okay? Because we have to remain together. We have to remain in constant contact so that we can strike when the opportunity lends itself. In the meantime, we have to work our asses off because time is very, very short. And that's the power behind this. It is our country. It is our freedom. It is that which has been handed to us as a gift and which we have to hand on to our posterity. And don't think for one second about the results. Don't think about the results, because that will just intimidate you. It's not about the results. Do your job and trust God for the rest or whatever you believe in.
It's about the direction we're heading. It's not about the results. It's about whether or not you're willing to steer out of the dive, and into the blue skies, right? Don't worry about this shit, okay? We will try to fix this as best we can, but the thing is, you got to start heading in the right direction, because if you start kissing the GOP's ass or whatever just because you're so afraid of Obama, they're going to do it again. They're going to do it again, and they're going to sell you down the river again. You got to turn out of that dive, get ahead for the blue skies. And it doesn't matter if you got the whole squad going with you or not, because you'll be okay. They're fucked.
Yep. Good point, Tex.
Rex and Tex, I'll be doing a show tomorrow night from 10 to midnight. So, you know, I don't know who else. I don't know if Sammy's going to, if you guys are going to, but I know I have one scheduled for tomorrow.
Sammy says he is going to broadcast tonight. He feels compelled to do it, but I think we'll work out the details tomorrow. But at least we know for a fact that Robert is on 10 to midnight. So that's tomorrow's home. 10 to midnight, Bars Logic Political Talk on Blog Talk Radio. And understand something. This work that I'm asking you to do isn't just about coming back here to listen to us say the same things over and over again. What you need to do is you need to go and you need to get other people. Find them on Facebook. Find them on Twitter. Find them at the gas station, at the bank,
church, a temple, it doesn't matter. Just find them and tell them what we're doing. Tell them what they have to do, because that's the only way we're going to get out of this dive, as Tex put it. Otherwise, we are going down. And that,
let me,
that
I did remember. Sorry.
Yes, Chris, okay. Go ahead.
Okay. I did remember. I'm sorry, I had a brain fart. But Gary Johnson has enough percentages in seven key states to steal the nomination from Romney against Obama. You know, not to beat Romney, but, you know, in other words, his percentages in those key states. I actually posted that earlier, and then I spaced out. And then I just got an unconfirmed, I'm waiting for the person, they might have gone home, but somebody's a reliable poster said that she got information from a Ron Paul person that Romney is actually working on legal stuff to try to stop Johnson and get him out of the way, because he knows his presidency is at risk in those seven key states. That was what I was going to say. Sorry.
Well, okay. We need to have an int moot, you know, in J.R.R. Tolkien terms, we need to have an int moot here with, you know, if somebody knows people in the Libertarian Party, have them call in. If someone knows people in the Constitution Party, have them call in. If people know someone in the Conservative Party, have them call in, because we got to figure out what the hell is going on and what the hell we're going to do, right? Because we have to form Voltron, all right? So shit's gone so bad, we got to form Voltron. Turns out America can form Voltron, but we can't have ego-driven bullshit here. And get us the guys, all right? So now we're talking in abstracts about these various parties because they're names that we've heard of. But bring us the people. Come here. Let's talk. Let's have a conversation. Let's weld this shit together and make it happen.
Yeah, Tex, you're absolutely right. That's what we have to do. And Chris, that's actually very interesting information, because if Mitt Romney perceives Gary Johnson as that much of a threat, I got to say that Gary Johnson's stock just went up with me. I don't know much about the guy. I know he was a governor of, I believe it was New Mexico. I know he's a full-on libertarian. I've got some issues with him personally regarding, you know, drugs and abortion and that kind of stuff. But, hey, guess what? The other two assholes are wanting to kill babies, too. So, you know, the fact is that at least with a libertarian candidate, you are talking about the Constitution. And at this stage of the game, it isn't about voting for the lesser of two evils, because I don't believe for a second that Gary Johnson is evil. I just have some fundamental philosophical disagreements. But those are nothing in comparison to the philosophical disagreements and the very core difference that I have with Barack Obama and Mitt Romney. So if Mitt Romney perceives Gary Johnson as a threat, well, that's a pretty exciting thing. And if Ron Paul can do anything to steer things to Gary Johnson, which he may do, then that might be the direction. That might be the direction. Hey, do I want Gary Johnson as president? Not really. Okay, I want Newt Gingrich, but that's not going to happen. Will I take Gary Johnson over Barack Obama or Mitt Romney? Hell yes. I don't even think I have to think about it too long. Unless we find a more viable option that, you know, we're looking for the best option for a win. But if it's Gary Johnson, I'll vote Gary Johnson. If it's Sarah Palin, I'll vote Sarah Palin. That's what we're talking about, folks, because any other option is Barack Obama.
We're screwed.
That's what we're talking about.
Well, and I want to expand something on what Rex was saying a few minutes ago. Go have your cry. I had my cry after my first time on the show. I had to go look at Awesome Isabella and my other friends that were here, and I looked at them. I had tears in my eyes. But I'm done with that. I am mad as hell. I have worked too hard for this crap. And y'all know how much time I put into this. I put it in almost every night for the past 6 or 7 months now. And these bastards come in here and steal our party. It's time to get united. Let's get together. Get out there and let's get networked. And let's get this thing going.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry.
Well said, Sammy.
Sammy, well said, and there's nothing to be sorry for, you know.
Exactly.
This is, I told everybody this is a sound-off show. We might even do another sound-off show tomorrow, because you know what? If you got to get it out, fucking get it out, okay? Because we've got a country to save. You know, we had
Amen.
A candidate that we wanted to elect, and we're working our asses off to get Newt Gingrich, because he's done it before, and we believed he would do it again. They took that opportunity away from us. I don't know how this is going to unfold in the next few days, but the fact is,
you keep moving, because if you stand still, you're going to float downstream, and we're not going to let that happen. So I've got a few callers on the line. There's Chris,
well,
Robert, Sammy, and whoever was on area code 910. I'm sorry if I forgot. I don't recognize the area codes. If I could have whoever's in area code 910, and then Chris, and then Robert, and then Sammy kind of sound off. Tex and I are going to go ahead and close out the show.
Okay, this is Mark down in North Carolina on area code 910. And I was just wondering if you could give me some place in on Facebook that I could link in with you guys.
Well, you can look me up at Sam Samford on SAMFORD. I got two Sams in my name. You can friend me on Facebook.
That's right.
Well, Sammy, this is your friend list totally full. Do you want to bring him into 1 Million Patriots instead?
Yeah, 1 Million Patriots, yeah. That's another place that you can link into. That's a group.
Thank you.
And it's the number 1, and then, you know, space, and then million, and space Patriots. And I forget, 1 Million Patriots for... I think it was a brokered convention or something like that, but
no,
1 million Patriots, and I'll bring it into the group.
Yeah. That's my page, too, and I'm going to rename it, and we're going to take it to a different level, and we're going to probably have, I bet you by the end of September, we will have 50,000 people on that page.
And, Sammy, you post your show in that page every day, right?
Yes, I do. And tomorrow... The name of the page is going to be going back to the old name, Constitutional Conservatives Unite.
There you go, Mark. You can find Sammy on Facebook, and from there, whatever we build or direction we go in, we'll take it from there. You can get in touch with Sammy through that page, and he can get you in touch with the rest of us, and you'll see the post for his radio show and probably Robert's and Tex and Rex so that we can stay in touch and just bring as many friends as you can with you.
I'll get over there and join that before you change the name.
No, it's changing the name of the radio show, not the Facebook page.
I'm going to be changing the name of the Facebook page, but it's going to be something where we can go into, because it's already an existing page, and I can change the name of it. We already got members on there.
Okay.
But tomorrow night, my radio show will be broadcasting at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Okay.
And we will be here live.
Yeah.
Here, I'm going back off of here now, and I'm going to let these other awesome patriots, whether you're Ron Paul, Libertarian, Constitution, or whatever you are, we got to fight for this country, and this is not the time to shut up. God bless
right on,
you
Sammy.
All, and good night, and thank you all for all the support that you've given all of us patriots out here.
Thank you, Sammy. Mark, thank you so much. We look forward to hearing from you tomorrow night and seeing you on Facebook and working together to build this thing. And thank you so much for calling in. God bless you, and thank you for standing up for your country.
And you have a good evening, too, sir.
You as well. Thank you. Chris, you want to... Last words before we close out the show?
Yeah, no, you're right on with everything you're saying. I didn't have a lot to say because I'm pretty much doing, you know, my part of what you're talking about. So, you know, you already know what I'm doing. I got my groups. I'm on the Paul groups. I'm building the relationships, adding friends, getting the discussions going, trying to stay up on top of things, you know, that kind of stuff. So, I'm posting the shows. On 4 or 5 Paul sites to help pull those people in, at least to this environment to start with, you know. So.
Yeah. All right. Well, great. Yeah. Well, thank you for doing that. And, we're a little bit beat up, but we're not going to stop. And I thank you for staying with us, brother.
No problem.
Right. I just want to say, we're looking for independence, right? Independence looking for a home. We're trying to form a home. If you're a moderate, go fuck yourself. You know, you're the guys who've been killing us, you dudes. Trying to moderate, you know, across aisles, all that kind of crap. I want the independents, the real backbone of this country, not the people who are just wishy-washy.
Yeah, I agree, Tex. 100%. If you're wishy-washy, if you're weak, if you're thinking about Obama, or you're thinking about Mitt Romney, fuck off. I don't have time to waste with you. This is about saving
right.
the country. Okay, we got 60 days. There's just no time to play apologetics and play pussyfooting games. And maybe, and sort of, you know, this is it. You shit or get off the pot. You're either an American or you belong to Mitt Romney and Obama, and you're an alien. Robert, you got anything you want to add for tomorrow's show also?
Sure. Yeah, I just have the link just put in the chat for tomorrow night's show. I'm going to be working on getting some research done tomorrow. Of course, maybe some coverage of tomorrow's convention, probably doubtfully. Probably concentrating more on gathering some information on, you know, exactly what did happen today to all the delegates and sharing them with the folks tomorrow night.
Okay, great. Well, we look forward to that, Robert. And like we said, we've got at least a four-hour block tomorrow, 8 to 10, Sammy Sanford, and 10 to midnight, Robert Jetter, Arts, Logic, Political Talk. So look for us there. Tex, you want to say anything before I close this out for the night?
Yeah, I just want to say that, look, you know, so we got Delta Raw deal by the GOP, but, you know, it wasn't totally unexpected that this was going to happen. We expected them to lie, cheat, and steal to get across the finish line. But at the end of the day, they didn't lie, cheat, and steal from us. They lied, cheat, and stole from themselves because they destroyed themselves in the process of attaining the victory. Sometimes a victory can be so hard fought, it's a Pyrrhic victory, and they can't win this way. And it's time for us, as real Americans and as real patriots, to stand up and get back to the Constitution, figure out what we're going to do. We got short notice to do it, but, you know, guess what? We all got our marching orders. That's what we got to do. You got to win in November, all right? We got to defeat Barack Obama, and fucking Mitt Romney is not the guy who's going to do it because he's trained to take a dive. And by the time November 6th rolls around, this guy is going to be such a piece of bullshit sausage that it's not even going to matter that he's running because he's going to be so full of holes. He's going to be so ridiculed that there's no way this guy can win. You already know it because it's happened to John McCain, it happened to Bob Dole and everybody else, whoever came before him. So now we got to find a home and we got to find a place for victory. You know what? We may not win this one, but that's okay because we'll win the next one because we're going to forge something new. And in the ashes of this bullshit GOP party that's existed for far too fucking long, that had a chance to stand for something real and it betrayed everyone who came up and stood for something real, they're going away. They're done. Okay? So we start a new party now and fuck them.
Right. I just added, not to interrupt, but I just added an ad I tripped over. A Gary Johnson ad, and it was very interesting what he talked about in the ad. So the link is on there if you guys want to look at it.
Great. Thanks, Chris. Listen, folks, I'm going to wrap this up now, but I just want to remind you the things you're feeling, it's human, all right? If you didn't love your country, you wouldn't be feeling these things. You're going to cry. You're going to get pissed off. You're going to cuss. Don't blaspheme, but you're going to cuss. Just roll with it, okay? You got to shake it through, but don't give up, don't stop. We're gonna win this because you win by doing the right thing, by staying true to who you are, by staying true to your fellow patriots and your brothers and sisters in this country. You win by serving God, and you win by standing up for principles of truth. Okay, so don't despair, don't grow despondent. Take a knee and pray. Take a walk, do yoga, whatever it is that centers you, do it. But you know, let the emotions out. But don't stop working. Come back here. Bring your friends. Let's make something real happen because this is in our grasp and we can do it. And once again, to anybody who's listening who is a Ron Paul delegate or knows a Ron Paul delegate, hats off to you. Thank you, Patriots, for standing up. You were there for us in the belly of the beast. We couldn't hear you. We couldn't see you. They didn't give you a chance. But just know that we are all indebted to you for trying to elect a man who's a true patriot who loves this country. And we haven't seen the last of Dr. Paul, nor his supporters, nor those people who followed Newt Gingrich into the battle, or Sarah Palin, because we are many, we are loud, we are going to win. And may God have mercy on us. May God bless America and grant us victory. This is Tex and Rex signing off.
All right.
Good night, guys.
Night.